I know that right now this is not his offense, and he is having an abhorrent year as just a coach in general, offensive coordinator or otherwise. So that's column two. Then column C, because now I'm switching it
up. Getting a lot of columns.
Columns. Get them while you can.
It's like the Roman Colosseum.
I look Roman. Come on now. I olive up very easily. But then the column C is, I just don't know how I can tell anyone listening that they should go to Ken Dorsey, a guy who's been here 5 minutes and seems to be a big part of the problem.
You don't believe in Ken Dorsey. Shocker.
Yeah. And it's also like, so this isn't his offense. It's like some weird Frankenstein that's nobody's offense.
I don't know what offense this is. We decided earlier I thought it was the bad offense, yeah. Right? That's like the secret undercover name, bad offense.
But what was that?
Sounds like a cool band.
Oh, okay.
Band name, bad offense.
Well, yeah, I thought you said.
No.
I see it. No, I see it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say crap. It's like a punk band from the
70s. It's very aggressive.
Yeah, it's not even crap offense. It's just
come see crap.
Crap.
At the Agora.
Live at the Odeon this Saturday. It's crap. With Hoobastank opening up for them.
It's always Hoobastank.
It's always Hoobastank.
The reasons.
The reason is you. All right. I actually don't know if the reason is Kevin or the reason is Ken. We're just going to play this out. No, I mean, I think that's my problem is I don't know how in good conscience if Kevin can maybe figure it out. But then again, and this is where I'm talking in circles, would it free Kevin up to maybe work on like the other coaching things to then give Ken Dorsey this?
And I know it stinks right now, but I thought we were all in agreement. Play calling is what Stefanski does best. The reason why he hasn't given it up to begin with now is because I wholeheartedly believe that's what he thinks he does best. That is what he believes. When he lays his head down at night, that's what he believes he does best. That's why I was so... I bet he was shocked he won Coach of the Year last year. Because...
What?
Because...
I didn't even have a speech ready.
No, based off the idea that it was so much of the defense. He's like, wait, you guys are giving me so much applause for the defense being great. I do offense. I do offensive things. That's all I do. I don't do anything with the defense. You love this defense. I didn't do anything with it. So he's going to free himself up.
Putting a lot of thought into Kevin on this one, by the way.
He's going to, we do that around here. So he's going to free himself up to then what? Go tell Jim Schwartz how to do his job when he hasn't told Jim Schwartz how to do his job ever?
Well, no. I mean, isn't the point of there are certain archetypes as head coach? If you remove yourself as play caller, one, does it give somebody a fresh set of eyes who has called this kind of defense before or offense before? That's one part of this. And again, this is devil's advocate. I cannot tell you that I'm that invested in this, even if I'm asking, is Kevin part of the solution or part of the problem? And the other thing is, the CEO oversees everything. He's in every meeting, right? He's making sure of like, hey, Jim, this is your side of the ball. How about them missed tackles, right? You still have a hand in the offense, but maybe something like leadership or honestly, just in-game decisions.
Because listen, it's something I thought he would never do. I thought he'd never give the play calling because he's so convinced that he loves it. After this Deshaun Watson, I can't bench him scenario that's kind of played out, I wonder if it's the only move he's got.
I think if you're not going to bench Deshaun, I think the only next card to play, and I think this is where Kevin is a lot more shrewd. We paint this guy like he's like Mayberry. He's like this nice guy from Philly who's just dreamy as hell, and he gets us. He's just a nice guy.
Why are the Philly streets so nice in our equations? These nice streets of Philly. No one's ever talked that way about Philly.
Because Kevin didn't grow up on the streets of Philly. I'm going to assume that Kevin grew up in a suburb of Philadelphia, so he understands the attitude of Philadelphia, but he never got his ass kicked for going to Penn. I almost said Yale.
How dare you confuse an Ivy League?
I would never do that. As a member of Bowling Green State University, where there is ivy on the walls, I would never do that sort of thing. But no, I mean, so like, there is part of me that's like, all right, whether it's leadership or whether his in-game decisions, which, guys, that is what's leading to too many times where we have 12 men on the field. Like, that is the point of getting this up.
I agree with all that, but don't you also agree that if it goes to Dorsey, we're not going to get any better? It's been a bad offense, so maybe it can't get worse, but like, it's not going to get any better.
But so what's interesting to me is, and this is another one of, I'm just thinking as you're kind of saying this, how can we just be so certain that anybody but Deshaun will run? I'm not saying you are, but that's anything's better than this with a quarterback. And we don't have that same thing with like play calling or offensive coordinating.
I mean, I'm just playing with the idea that I don't believe Ken Dorsey is a play caller.
But who knows?
Off his history. Well, I mean, we do know. It was more than seven games. The only time Buffalo did not have success in the Josh Allen era from an offensive standpoint was when Ken Dorsey was in charge.
And yesterday.
Yeah, they stunk. Sunday. That was bad offense.
It was 2 days ago.
That was really bad offense. But Joe Brady, he showed he could do it. All sorts of guys. Brian Daboll was awesome. The reason why I got to be a head coach is based off of that.
By the way, Joe Brady sucked in Carolina as the play caller. All of a sudden.
That's not helping the case.
Well, what do you mean?
If he sucked in Carolina, but then he went to Buffalo and all of a sudden he had everything figured out, like it's because it's easy.
Well, no.
But Josh Allen's supposed to be easy and Joe and Ken Dorsey made it hard.
I walked into a room there because I also realized that means, well, one guy had Josh Allen and the other guy didn't. However, as I digress, but my point is, speaking of progression and linear things, just because somebody is bad at something in one circumstance or one setting doesn't mean they're unilaterally bad.
Right, but when you're bad given one of the top three quarterbacks in the game, I'm supposed to believe then you're good when given what is right now the 32nd best quarterback in the game?
By the way, I don't think they were bad with Buffalo. They just weren't as good as they were with in the year before. Because this is what, year three? So that means last year was year two of Daboll
in New York? Based off of Josh Allen's actual like individual success and then actual like postseason success.
But what about the year
worst
before?
The worst stretch they've ever been in was when Ken Dorsey was there.
Yeah, and
the AFC title game under Daboll. Year three when Josh Allen finished in the top three voting in MVP. I think he was second overall that year. Like that was all Daboll.
But wasn't his last year. But wasn't last year Ken Dorsey's second year as play caller?
Right, right.
Okay, so.
And the year prior to that was the year that we watched Josh Allen have more turnovers than we've ever seen him have.
I believe they were still wildly successful and scored a bunch of points a game.
They didn't make it to the AFC title game. By what metric were they wildly successful?
They made the AFC title game.
One time. The entire time Josh Allen's been there.
So at what point do we talk about sample size here?
I think what is that? How many games? All but what, six last year and then a whole season? Like we watched enough.
216-474-00. I'm in a weird place where I can't advocate for Ken Dorsey, but I understand the idea of giving up play calling if it means whether it's discipline, leadership, or I don't know, in-game decisions suddenly work themselves out.
And here's the part that I have to recognize. It might just infuse some sort of energy for a team that has kind of lost all sorts of energy attached to the offense. So maybe that's why you do it.
Let's go with Tony in Chagrin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. Hey, we got Tony. About 45 seconds. What you got for us?
Excellent. That's all I need. Okay, so
me
first
too.
I want to start off. And you know what? The season's over, okay? I'm done. It's over. It's done with. My second point. If there's anybody here to blame for everything that's going on, I'm going to blame Andrew Berry. Rodney McLeod on your guys' show earlier last week said that this is a player-led team. So why aren't we bringing in players that are articulate with the way that they do things? They're mental errors, small things that you see in the film room that you should be studying, and I'm not seeing it translate onto the field. Every single game I watch, these are things that Stefanski can control, but to a certain extent. It's on the players at this point for me. You know, I think Stefanski's been a really good coach here for the last couple of years, and I'm going to ride with him. But for the guys that Andrew Berry's putting around him, it's not enough.
Tony, we appreciate you, buddy. That was darn near exactly 45 seconds. Tony was not lying to us. We appreciate you, bud. So I will say, if I'm opening up the can of worms on Kevin, you've got to open up the can of worms on Andrew. And I do wonder if sometimes we're talking a lot about athletic traits and we're not talking enough about football players, but that's probably a conversation for a different day. As we continue on, is taking play calling away, or is Kevin giving up play calling to give to Ken Dorsey? Is that the right move? Jake Murren's going to help us out with bandwagons. This is either going to be great or something else. Next on 92.3 The Fan.